and 1-866-6775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, we've been poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We're going to really focus show. We only chat about items that affect the roof of your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And, of course, we are celebrating today. We celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Like this one, National Play Day with Dad, National Blase Day.
It is what it is.
Shopping Reminder Day. What are we shopping for? It's not, you know, the holidays don't start for, depending upon your personal preference, another couple weeks, maybe another month. Typical mail, I'll be out there shopping probably the day before. That's kind of the way it goes, right? Today is, you better be careful with this one, because this might cause a little bit of a problem for many of us. Yeah, well, maybe it's not a problem. Maybe it's something that we will just enjoy. Taiwan on Day. Not a necktie. I don't think that's what they had in mind on that one, is not a necktie. National Parfait Day. That's for those of us who have beaten anorexia, and for the music lovers out there. My friend Jay Kaplan. National Jukebox Day. Yeah, we like that. We'll go with those, that they can all be enjoyable for people like us. Turkey-free Thanksgiving. How do you have a turkey-free Thanksgiving? National Cake Day's tomorrow. We'll just chat about that one. Let's see what the markets are doing. Dow Jones now down 176 points after it closed at a record high over 30,000 yesterday. S&P 500 down 972. The NASDAQ up 18. The 10-year Treasury, let's take a look at that one, down just a penny, one basis point, 0.872. That's the yield on that one, 0.872. Still way better than Germany, where they're getting a negative 0.566. And one number that really affects every single one of us, yeah, oil. It's up 67 cents a barrel to 45.58. Should we look at it? Do we want to look at it? Every once in a while, I look at the number here. Well, maybe more than every once in a while, because it affects every one of us. What is gasoline doing? National average, $2.116. Just up 0.6 of a penny overnight. Calizuela, we're at 317.5. And as usual, 317.5. So we're about $1.25. More than they're paying in Missouri. Yeah. Highest price on the continental United States. Only place that charges more in the United States. That would be the oil-producing state of Hawaii. I don't know. They don't have oil over there. They have pineapples over there. Yeah, I'm a little slow, so let's take a look at what else is going on in the marketplace today. What's going on in the world? We're seeing some great numbers when it comes to the housing industry. We're going to talk about that in a bit. Freddie Mac did come out with their mortgage market survey today, like they do every Thursday morning. Oh, wait, today's Wednesday. Yeah, we're not going to be here tomorrow. So they came out with it today. 2.72 is the average on this Freddie Mac mortgage market survey. 2.72 is the 30-year fixed rate loan. Remember, these are base rate loans. They are averages. They almost always include a fraction of a point to get there. So in this case, you're paying 0.7 of a point to get down to that 2.72. Compare this to last year, same week. Last year, same week, they were looking at 3.68, paying a half a point to get that. 3.68 last year, same week. So significantly better off this year. Just throw that out there for you. Where are rates going in the future? I'm going to tell you, I don't know, but my guess, I'm just going to give you an educated guess. There's a lot more opportunity for the rates to go up than there is for the rates to go down. If you want to look at how restructuring your home loan could benefit you, benefit your family, all you have to do is send us a copy of your mortgage statement. There's nothing on your mortgage statement, so you'll know. There's absolutely nothing on that mortgage statement that's not already public information, right? Because you go into the county recorder's website, they've got a copy of your note. You can pretty much figure out what the interest rates are based on the time that you got your loan. So there's not a whole lot on there that's private. You know, your name, address, that's public information at the county recorder's office. So you don't have to worry about sending over private information because it's all out there already. It's not like it's something new, something proprietary that, you know, the whole world does not already have access to. So send it over. We'll do a total cost analysis. I showed you one of those yesterday, what they look like. Or if you want to just get started on a new home loan, text REFI to 79564, REFI to 79564. And again, you'll get some great information right there from the team. Get you the best rates, best strategy. Yeah, you remember that. I am the guy that tells you that strategy beats rate always, because what are you thinking about? What do you need, right? I mean, there's people right now, many, many people who were showing how to save $70,000, $80,000, $100,000 over the life of their loan by using the right strategy. Doesn't necessarily mean it's the best rate in town, although it probably is, but it's the right strategy. And over the best rate, if you use the right strategy, you're going to save a lot more money. Again, strategy beats rate always. So I share that with you. I know I get on the soapbox telling you that on a regular basis. What else is going on in the marketplace right now? Los Angeles, restrictions, they're back in place again. So looking at these restrictions for what's going on right now. Why are we dealing with some of these restrictions in the marketplace? Well, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense that Los Angeles, they're shutting everything down in LA. Hard to believe that that's what they're doing, right? I mean, why are they shutting everything down when we know that there are benefits that we don't need to be dealing with, that the science does not support a shutdown? The science does not say that the science actually proves that restaurants, dining at restaurants, is not the source of the virus. But, you know, they don't really care about that when they're looking at controlling us. So Los Angeles basically saying that it can't go in to eat into a restaurant. What's that going to do to a restaurant owner? Have you ever owned a business? I would bet many, many of these politicians have never, ever owned a business, which is the main reason why they don't care about just shutting a restaurant down. I saw this the other day. What do you think? Do you think Eric Garcetti is going on unemployment as he shuts down Los Angeles restaurants? Yeah, all these restaurant workers, though, going into the holiday season, right, they said they're going to be closed for 3 weeks at least. Knocks them out of Thanksgiving. Might knock them out of holiday parties for different companies. I know you don't want to have a party, you know, massive parties like we're used to, but knocking all of these things out, and then you wonder, why is it that we continue having these problems? Why do we keep going on having different numbers, right? We came out with the numbers this morning on unemployment numbers. First-time jobless claims. And, yeah, they're misleading you. They constantly mislead you. They don't want – maybe I don't know whether it's the media misleads you or they just don't know any better. I'm not sure which it is. Either one is not good because we see the first-time jobless claims that have come out. And, you know, we've got some significant numbers of people that are going on the first-time jobless claims. We'll talk about that more in the Mortgage Minute. But here's the issue. How many people are not on the continuing unemployment just because their benefits ran out? But they don't talk about that part of it. Maybe it's because the media doesn't understand it, right? So we have 778,000 initial jobless claims. Four-week average is almost 750,000 people for the last 4 weeks have been going on unemployment, starting unemployment. Continuing claims, 6.071 million. And again, we mentioned that idea there that, you know, maybe some people have run out of benefits, so maybe that's not why they're not on that continuing claims. Guess who's got the largest increase? Yeah, Calizuela, 167,000. Unbelievable. But hey, you know something? Garcetti doesn't mind. He's going to go to his parties. He's going to do what he wants. And they're going to close down the restaurants, the bars. Unbelievable. See how that continues to go. Joe Biden announcing some of his cabinet yesterday. So we're watching that one for you. Although they don't want to, the media doesn't want to tell you that we are seeing the fact that there's a lot of folks that are saying this is Obama 2.0. Is that what we want, is Obama 2.0? And today there is an expectation. I don't know whether it's going to happen or not. I just talked to you about these things. But there is an expectation that today we may actually see a filing of a lawsuit by Sidney Powell giving us the details, right? They told us before that the opening statement is what we got the last week from the team that is asserting that there was some fraud in the election. Well, today they start laying out the case with all the information in it, so we're going to see what happens there. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, I'm going to demonstrate to you, word's eye view, how you can retire potentially on $18,000 a month. No 401k, no IRA. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800. There, Alex, good to see you here. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you, but the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
State Radio is hosted by local real estate and finance expert Ron Siegel. The purpose of this show is to help consumers understand what's really going on in our local real estate market. We're teaching you the why and the how-to, so you'll always be one step ahead of everyone else. Whether you need to sell your home for top dollar, refinance and save money, or even buy a bargain in Southern California, Ron Siegel can help. Call Ron directly at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Take advantage of speaking with Ron anytime you're entering a real estate transaction. Having someone who can answer all of your questions that truly cares about you and your family's best interest is priceless. Call Ron Siegel today and you'll be glad you did. 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or you can visit Real Estate Radio with Ron .com for more info.
Blue Water Credit Repair is the industry leader in fixing bad credit. Did you know a 40-point increase in your credit score can save you $40,000 on a home loan and $4,000 on a car loan? You deserve good credit and peace of mind. Take the first step today and go to BlueWaterCredit.com and register for a free consultation from one of their credit repair experts. That's BlueWaterCredit.com.
Dreaming of your retirement does not include losing your house. However, due to today's lower stock market, higher medical bills, and taxes, many retirees face this very problem. This is why it is necessary that you, as a baby boomer considering retirement within the next 10 years, understand reverse mortgages and what one could do for you or your parents. A reverse mortgage could make it possible for you or your parents to travel, buy a second home, or start a new business. For more information about reverse mortgages, just call our off-air number at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit realestateradiowithron.com and click the free workshop button.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate below 3.5% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $300,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,300 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed to NMLS ID 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star, they've got the programs and the products. You've got the phone, make the call, or text up My Home Mortgage to 79564. Text My Home Mortgage to 79564. They've got it for you. What's going on in the markets? Dow Jones now down 187 points. Yeah, that's not what we were looking for, though, on this day. The NASDAQ is up 27. That's good news right there. And we are looking at the S&P 500. My mind went blank. I think my mind's already on vacation. Down 10.28, the 10-year Treasury. Down one basis point, as I told you before. And, yes, the 30-year mortgage-backed security is up a little bit. Nice after a few days of going the other direction. So it's nice to see that being on the positive side. The question becomes, why is this happening? So here it is. Stocks lower. S&P 500 pretty much flat, down 976. I told you that. Mortgage bonds are rallying this morning. If you build it, they will come is the theme today. New home sales, which measures signed contracts on new homes, were down 0.3%, essentially flat in October. But that is not the whole story. New home sales are right around 1 million units, and September was revised higher by 4.5%. Sales are up 41.5% year over year, even with the big drop in inventory, which is down 13.4% year over year. Median home price increased on new homes to $330,600, up 2.5%. Once again, proving this does not measure appreciation, which we all know is near 7%, but rather the middle-priced home that sold. Big, big difference right there. One of the other things is that there's, I think that number I saw was there's about 40% of the homes that are in process. They're not even built yet. They're already sold. So a lot of demand out there for new homes. 269,000 is our number here in the West. So looking at that, 999,000 signed contracts, median price $330,600. Fed's favored measure of inflation, the personal consumption expenditures, showed that headline inflation was flat in October and fell from 1.4% to 1.2% year over year. That's helping the bond market. And inflation is the enemy of bonds. So when we see that number dropping, that's good. The core rate, which strips out food and energy, is the real focus of the Fed. That was also flat in October. Year over year, the core rate decreased from 1.5% to 1.4%. And again, that is what's helping bonds. Mortgage Bankers Association released their mortgage application data. showing that overall application volume increased 3.9% from the previous week. Refinances were up 4.5% last week, up 79% year over year. Have you taken care of yours? I'm just throwing it out there for you because there's a lot of people that still are paying over 4% interest. Why? Initial jobless claims released showing individuals filing unemployment benefits for the first time last increased by 30,000 to 778,000, which is a five-week high. New weeks have been increasing over the past several weeks, likely due to the spike in COVID cases. Continuing claims are those that continue to receive benefits improved by 300,000. That could be, again, as I mentioned to you, people that are using up their benefits. They're already out of that 39 weeks of benefit. So that is probably the reason for that one. We're going to get the Fed minutes later today, so we'll be watching that one. And a lot of interesting information in that mortgage market. So we're all watching all of those numbers for you. That is the Mortgage Minute, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, www.ronismylender.com, or you can text My Home Mortgage, no spaces, My Home Mortgage, to 79564. Get all that great information before anyone else does. So I thought today that we would chat a little bit about a program that I've been evangelizing for years. I've told you many, many times that there is absolutely a zero rate of return on home equity. Zero rate of return on home equity, always. I'll prove it to you. If you have a $500,000 house and it appreciates at 5%, and you have a mortgage that is $400,000, that house appreciates $25,000. Hypothetical number, this is for educational use only. I'm not saying any house is going to appreciate at 5%. I'm just saying if it appreciates at 5%, $500,000 house, $400,000 mortgage, the appreciation is 25%. $500,000 house, no mortgage, appreciates at 5%, still $25,000. The amount of equity is irrelevant to the appreciation of property. So if you have all equity, if it's all 100% equity, if that $500,000, well, you made $25,000 on a $500,000 investment. If it's $400,000 in liability on it, right? If you've got a lien for $400,000, that means you've got $100,000 in equity. You still made $25,000. So now you're going to have 25% return on your investment, less the cost of the money, right? So you have to take the cost of money out of there. But you're going to have significantly more. The higher your lien is, the higher your return on the equity is. Does that make sense? So a lot of people say, I want to have the all equity. And I'm going to share with you, that may or may not be the best course of action. It depends on your situation. Now, from a numbers standpoint, I'm going to give you all this information. This is all based on numbers. If you say, hey, Ron, I just want to have my mortgage paid off, I get it. That's a personal, that's a emotional feeling. I don't compete with emotional feelings. That is your personal opinion. That's your goal. It is correct because it's yours, right? How could I say that your opinion is wrong, right? It's your opinion. I don't know what your opinion is. So you say that that's what you want to do. It's your opinion. You're right. But from a numbers standpoint, the more equity you have in a property, the lower your return on your appreciation is, on your capital is. Now, think about these characteristics of investments because here's another issue. Let's think about investments. And I want you to think about this. How much would you consider in the following with an investment with the following features? You determine the amount of monthly contributions and length of time for each of the contributions to continue. You can pay more than the minimum monthly contribution, but not less. If you attempt to pay less, the financial institution keeps all of the previous contributions. The money in the account is not liquid. The money deposited in the account is not safe from loss of principal. Yeah, that can go down. That's not what we want to hear. Each contribution made to the account results in less safety of principal. The money deposited in the account earns 0% rate of return. Your income tax liability increases with each new contribution. Check with your CPA or financial or your tax planner. When the plan is fully paid, there is no income paid out to the investor. Wow, does that sound like something you really want to put a lot of money into? We do. Here's the investment I like. It's liquid, safe, maybe guaranteed or insured. What rate of return can I likely get? I want a high rate of return. Are there any tax benefits associated with the investment? I like tax benefits. Those are the type of investments that I really want to be talking to you about. Those are the investments that I think you need to focus on. Right? Think about that. If you can have an investment that is guaranteed or insured, it's liquid, you get a high rate of return, and there are tax benefits. What more could you ask for? Right? I mean, that's like the golden goose. The only thing that's not in there is high leverage. Right? I mean, you're not getting like the real estate. That's some, you can get some good leverage on real estate. When you have $100,000 invested in a $500,000 property and a $400,000 loan on it, your appreciation is 4 or 5 to 1, right? Think about the way these numbers work. You want them to multiply. You want them to work for you as much as you can. We're going to talk about how this all works, how we put it together. How do you get to $18,000 a month? I'll talk about that when we come back. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Come back with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel, and if you missed any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Hi, we're here with Ron Siegel, the host of Real Estate Radio. Ron, welcome to the studio. Give us insight as to what your show is all about.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me. Thanks for asking me that question. The reason we developed Real Estate Radio is right now there is an abundance of misinformation out there. So Real Estate Radio is a show designed to give Southern California a focal point for their real estate knowledge, as well as a place to go just in case they might need anything real estate related.
So how are you helping people?
That's actually pretty simple. People need advice. So it really doesn't matter who you are. If you have any real estate questions, we're here to help. Whether you're buying a home, selling, you're experiencing a loan modification, short sale, foreclosure, there are a lot of things going on in this marketplace.
How can people get a hold of you?
Real easy. All you have to do is call. The number is 1-800-306-1990, press option 1.
Interesting times in the market right now. Where do you think the markets are going from here?
That's a great question. All I can say is this. The housing market came down one house at a time, and what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to build it one house, one family at a time. So the best thing that anyone can do is access the free advice that we really want to give you. And to do that, you simply need to call me. The number is 1-800-306-1990, option 1. I'd really love to help.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you paying rent because you think you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you renting because you don't believe that you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? The Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com, licensed under NMLS 2170-37. RonIsMyLender.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate below 3.5% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $300,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,300 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed to NMLS ID 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. That digest tells you what the county recorder knows about your property. It tells you what the market believes about your property. And hey, it's free from your friends at Ron Siegel Radio. Your house may be high on the buyer wish list this holiday season. That's our subject. Around this time each year, many homeowners decide to wait until after the holidays to sell their houses. Similarly, others who already have their homes on the market remove their listings until the spring. Let's unpack the top reasons why selling your house now or keeping it on the market this season is the best choice you can make. This year, buyers want to purchase homes for the holidays, and your house might be the perfect match. Here are seven great reasons not to wait to sell your house this holiday season. Number one. Buyers are active now. Mortgage rates are historically low, providing motivation for those who are ready to get more for their money over the life of their home loan. Purchasers who look for homes during the holidays are serious ones, and they're ready to buy. You can restrict the showings in your house to days and times that are most convenient for you, or even select virtual options. You'll remain in control, especially in today's seller's market. We don't always say that, but in the seller's market that we're in today, yeah, you're gonna have a lot more control than you might have otherwise. Number four, homes decorated for the holidays appeal to many buyers. Number five, today there's minimal competition for you as a seller. There aren't enough houses on the market to satisfy buyer demand, meaning sellers are in the driver's seat. Over the past year, inventory has declined to record lows, making it the opportune time to sell your house. And if you're watching us on RonSiegelRadio.tv, any of our socials, or the KMET AM 1490 ABC News and Talk video, you'll see the chart we're showing right now about year-over-year inventory. We're down 19.8% year over year. 19.8% year over year. That's as of October numbers, the last ones we could find, according to the National Association of Realtors. Number six, the desire for a home doesn't stop during the holidays. Buyers who have been searching throughout the fall and have been running into more and more bidding wars are still on the lookout. Your home may be the answer. Number seven, this season is the sweet spot for sellers, and the number of listings will increase after the holidays. In many parts of the country, more new construction will also be available for sale in 2021. That's going to lessen demand as compared to the supply. Bottom line, more than ever, this may be the year it makes the most sense to list your house during the holiday season. If you have any inclination, give me a call, 800-306-1990. We'll talk it through. As you know, I do not sell real estate, so I can give you an unbiased opinion because I'm not going to list your house for you, promise. If you decide that that is the right answer for you, I will put you in touch with somebody who is qualified to do that, who is an expert in that arena. I'm not. Again, that's the real-time real estate segment brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. So before the break, I was chatting with you a little bit about the characteristics of investments. And I shared with you the investment characteristic that, in my personal opinion, it's the only opinion I can give you. I can't give you someone else's opinion because that would be their opinion, not my opinion. right? So the issue here is in my opinion, right, real estate is a great investment. I've shared that with you many, many times. I had an accountant once that told me that the worst real estate deal, if you bought it at the worst time, 2008, 2009, 2007, right? That means you have to hold your property just a little bit longer, maybe 4 or 5 years, especially here in Calizuela, right? So if that's the case, and it is, the best time to get into real estate is now. And I'm looking at the numbers right now. It's just fascinates me because the numbers that I give you are going to be understated, significantly understated. Because I did all the numbers based on a 6.12% interest rate. With interest being lower than that, the numbers get even bigger. So let me just throw into this formula and see what happens on a 3% interest rate. Right, your net worth is going to jump up even greater, but we're going to just do this based on the 6.12% interest rate. So here's what we're looking at here. We started out, this happens to be a live family that I actually shared this with probably 15 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, employing this strategy over the years. I'm going to tell you that nothing is guaranteed. This is for educational purposes. I will tell you that numbers, while they're not guaranteed, they do tend to be more consistent over time. And what I mean by consistent over time is if I said to you that property is appreciating at like 10% right now, okay, that's 1 year snapshot. What about over 5, 10, 20 years? No, it doesn't happen. So what I'm going to tell you right now is in Orange County, California, we're forecasting a 7.3% appreciation next year. But over the last 5 years, we've looked at 3.87. Over the last 10 years, 3.6. And what's really important is over the last 60 years, property in Orange County has appreciated at 5.36%. Again, will that happen in the future? I don't know. So I'm not going to tell you that it will. I'm not going to tell you that it won't. I'm just saying that it's happened before. It could happen again. When we look at a 60-year average, that's going to give us a pretty good idea that over a longer period of time going forward, we could see the same exact thing. So let's go and look at what these numbers look like. If we take that $630,000 property and we're doing a cash out refinance on it. The cash out refinance is at 80% loan to value. We were able to do a mortgage on there at $504,000. We liberated $126,000 in cash that was equity. Remember I told you in the earlier segment that equity grows at a rate of return of zero? So we took it out. We want to deploy it into something that's actually going to appreciate, right? So here's the numbers that we're going to look at. Is that's going to appreciate, and we take that $126,000. There are the investments that I told you about. I do not sell investments. I educate on them. I will tell you if you want to get involved in an investment like I'm chatting about, I will tell you who to go to, who you can chat with, who understands the program that I'm sharing with you. Not everybody understands this program. They don't get on board. And I'm going to be real honest with you, which I always am. Some of the government institutions, they don't want me to tell you this. Why don't they want me to tell you this? Well, because they want you to stay where you are. They want you to remain where you are, be good and do as they say. Yeah, they want us to all be sheep. Right? We got to think for ourselves here, folks. Think for yourself. I'm going to tell you this. And again, I'm not licensed to sell anything here. I'm just telling you about opportunity. There are indexed universal life insurance policies that have a floor where you can only earn 2% minimum on these policies, 2% of your cash value. They limit you to 13% on your cash value. And again, over a long period of time, some of them have an 8% average return on investment. I used 7.2 in my modeling here, because the rule of 72 says that if you take that 72, divide it into 72, that tells you how frequently your money is going to double. So you take 72 divided by 7.2, that tells you 10. Every 10 years in this model, your money doubles. It's not the first double that matters, it's the last double that matters. Because think about that, if you wanted a penny, if I give you $100 right now, or a penny a day, doubling it every day for 30 days, do the math, it's massive. So we took that $126,000, we appreciated it at 7.2% annually, and we're doing it long term, we're doing it over 30 years. So this only works for somebody that's got a 30-year time horizon. Will it work for somebody that has a shorter time horizon? Certainly. Not going to get you quite the same results because you don't have as much time. Just told you, the last doubling is what matters. So you take that $126,000 out, and I'm going to tell you when we come back how we make that $126,000 appreciating, strategizing, turns out to $5.6 million. We're going to share that with you when we come back. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Come back with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you, but the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call Ron Siegel at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation mortgage adoption plan. You be the judge if it's right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to map@ronsiegelradio.com, or call today Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporation and MLS 217037 and DCALBRE number 01869452.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
Do you believe Southern California real estate is a great investment? Are you a little short to be a cash investor? Are you missing the Social Security card or tax returns? The Siegel Lending Team has the loans for you. Common Sense Lending is back. Yes, there's a cost to higher risk, but the reward can be great. Call today for details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 217037, and DRE number 1869452.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate below 3.5% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $300,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,300 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed to NMLS ID 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The featured home segment today being brought to you by MySoCalLender.com. MySoCalLender.com. They've got all the information for you. You just need to go on there, check it out. We'll get you all new information all the time. They're constantly coming up with a lot of new information on that site. You can also find every piece of new property that comes in within a price point that excites you. It's not about me. It's not about anybody else. MySoCalLender.com, today's featured home. Brought to you by our friend Jim Salem. He's got the property today. Let me see if I can bring it up here so I can actually see it. It is 321 Elizabeth Way, Fullerton. Four bedrooms, one full and one three-quarter bath, single-story, four-bedroom, two-bath home, quiet cul-de-sac, wonderful Fullerton neighborhood, Sunny Hills High School, new wood-look flooring, brand-new carpeting, new interior paint, light and roomy kitchen, opens to the living room, spacious family room with a fireplace, updated windows, separate laundry room, two-car garage with roll-up door and an opener. Our friend Jim Salem's got it listed at $650,000, 5% down, $3,615 a month, 10% down, $3,392 a month, with 20% down right now, $2,937 a month, $2,937 a month. For those of you keeping score at home, that would be a 3.214 APR, a 3.089 APR, and a 2.934 APR, NMLS 217037. If you want more information on this property, Jim Salem, he's the man, he's got it. Call me at 800-306-1990. Happy to put you in touch with our friend, Jim Salem. So let's chat about this investment. Where do we go? We've laid out the foundation for this investment and how to retire on a massive amount of money, right? And we've given it all to you. I've laid it out. I gave you the investment types. I've given you investment things, the ways investments work. I've given you a whole host of different numbers here. And I shared with you that we're doing all of this. We started out with a $630,000 property. It had a lot of equity. We liberated $126,000. 5 years later, using our 60-year history of appreciation in Orange County, California, no guarantees that this will happen in the future. Got to throw that out there as many times because I don't want any regulators or compliance people getting mad at me. So we used for this example a 5.36% interest or appreciation. We also used for our mortgage a 6% mortgage rate. You're going to find out what that means in a little bit. But why we're using a 6% mortgage rate, that's an important number as well. So we liberated that $126,000. 5 years later, we liberated another $150,000. But remember, that first $126,000 now looks like $178,379. Add the two numbers together, we get $352,397. What do we do with that? Well, 10 years later, we're going to do the same thing. Our property value has gone up. Our mortgage balance has gone down. We're going to liberate another $195,000. Add that to the prior amount of money. Now we've got $498,000 in that side account. 15 years later, we're going to do the same things again. We're going to liberate $357,000. We're going to add to that. I'm sorry, we're liberating $253,000. Now we've got $962,000. That's 15 years later. We've got $962,000. Now remember, the money that's accumulated in these index universal life insurance policies is going to be growing tax deferred. Check with your CPA or tax planner to make sure. Going to grow tax deferred. 20 years down the road, you've got another loan that you're taking out. So that's cool, right? We're going to liberate more money. We're going to liberate $329,000. We're going to add that to the accumulated $1.6 million that had accumulated. So now we're going to have $1.75 million 20 years later. 25 years later, $2.943 million is what we're going to have after we liberate that $427,000. 30 years later, we've got a $3 million property, hypothetically again. We've got a $1.8 million mortgage on there. We've got $4,771,000. $4,771,000 in that side account. What do we do with that? Well, if you take the equity in the property, right? So you've got a boatload of equity in that home. You're going to take that $3 million, you reduce the mortgage total, which is $1.8 million, and you add the $4.7 million to it that we've accumulated. Your net worth just on this is $5.9 million. $5.9 million. Boatload of money, right? What do you do with that? Or whatever you want. It's your money, right? Think about that. So I have some people that say to me, well, what if I just pay off my mortgage? Well, you could do that, right? Because your mortgage is at 1.89 and you've got a $4.7 million, right, in your side account. Fine, you could pay it off. Why would you? Because what's happening now for the rest of your life, that account, that $4.7 million, is going to grow faster than your payments on your mortgage. What if we distribute 5% of that $4.7 million? Or the $5.9 million? You have almost $20,000 a month. Almost $20,000 per month. Your mortgage payment is $10,233 a month, with assuming a 6% interest rate. I'm not using today's rates. I'm using a 6% interest rate. So you've got a $10,000 mortgage payment, but you got $19,881 coming in just from this. Right? So your net number there, you got a net distribution of $13,000, or you've got a $12,000 if you've paid off the mortgage. Think about the power of what we're talking about here. This is called mortgage planning. Most people do not mortgage plan. They just pay their mortgage and they come up to me and they say, Ron, I just want to pay off my mortgage. Okay, pay off your mortgage. Why would you do that when you can grow this kind of wealth without paying off the mortgage, with using that strategically? Remember I told you the investment that we're looking for is liquid, right? So when the time comes, you can borrow from that investment account. Why do you borrow from the investment account? Because it's tax benefit. Is it safe? Well, you're paying the insurance company to protect it. The insurance company could go out of business. Very rarely happens, but it could happen. But we're only going to use AAA rated insurance companies. There is that level of risk there because it's guaranteed by the insurance company. What rate of return can I get? Well, we just used a 7.2. What if it was the real 8% that's happened over the last 30 years on some of these investments? May not happen again. Just telling you that that's what's happened long term. And I shared with you the tax benefits because you're taking that money out in a tax advantage way because you're borrowing it from the account. How do you pay it back? Well, when you die, it gets paid back through the benefits of the account, right? So there are all kinds of tax benefits here. Again, I'm not a tax person, so you need to go and talk to your tax planner and have him or her confirm everything that I've said. If they don't understand it, if they haven't seen this before, they may not understand it because it is not the norm. But tell them to call me, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. I'll be happy to go over it with them. I'll be happy to show them how they can help you with this program or how they can help any one of their other clients with the program, because my bet is if they haven't seen this, they don't realize how beneficial it is for all their clients, how much they can help other people. And that's what I'm all about, is helping others, right? I mean, yes, I have to feed my family. I don't do the radio show to feed my family because it doesn't. I educate you because I learn a lot of stuff from a lot of people. I share it with you. I don't charge anybody for sharing this information. But I do ask for one favor in return. I ask you to save, to set this radio first, the first radio preset button, to come back here every day and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A special thanks to John and Sean, who are engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio. Happy Thanksgiving.
Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere.